from this far, we won't turn round. We'll flood the streets with justice. We are freedom. We are freedom bound.
Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
We'll flood the streets with justice. We are freedom bound.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of liberation, freedom, peace, justice, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We are very fortunate to be joined by Alice D, who's joining us in San Francisco. And Alice is amazing. She has many hats she wears and a lot of experience. Fascinating. So we'll be hearing all about this and a vegan event coming up on June 1st, an international event that Alice will tell us all about. Welcome, Alice, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Why, thank you, Marlene, and thank you so much for the invitation and the opportunity to be here.
Alice, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself and the details of NARD 15?
Well, thank you again for the opportunity for being here, Marlene. As you mentioned, I do wear many different hats, but everything I do is driven by one core purpose, and that is creating a healthier, more compassionate world for all sentient beings. I'm a vegan author, scientist, and chef, and I've been living vegan for over 25 years, and I was vegetarian for 20 years before that. I've spent more than a decade on the front lines of the animal liberation movement, in general working to oppose cruelty toward animals and to fight for the rights of non-human animals. Right at the moment, I'm leading the organization of National Animal Rights Day 2025 in San Francisco. And this key flagship event will be happening on June 1st at United Nations Plaza. It's a powerful event where we'll come together to honor the animals who suffer and die in our commercial systems and to inspire change toward a more peaceful world. You can learn more about that event at thenard.org. That's thenard.org. I also founded the grassroots group We Care About Animals, where I engage in activism both online, in letters, and as well as in the streets through social media, vigils, protests, court support for activists, and collaborations with groups like Direct Action Everywhere, Anonymous for the Voiceless, The Save Movement, and Sea Shepherd. My mission to end animal exploitation in all its forms. And my books, Why Vegan and Why We Care About Animals, lay out the ethical and urgent reasons why we must stop exploiting animals. Beyond this activism, I'm a trained nutritional healer and herbologist. I help people use plant-based nutrition to reverse chronic conditions and to thrive. I've operated a raw vegan cafe in Mexico, as well as my pioneering raw vegan restaurant in Northern California called Back to the Garden. I've also authored the cookbooks inspired by these restaurants, Raw Vegan Recipes and Mexican Vegan Cuisine. And I continue to teach people how to prepare healing, cruelty-free meals. You can find more of my culinary work at rawfromthegarden.com, or you can follow along at my Facebook page for Raw From The Garden, facebook.com/rawfromthegarden. Again, everything I do, whether it's writing, cooking, or organizing, comes back to one thing, and that is building a world where compassion is the default, not the exception.
Beautiful. Thank you, Alice. So a little bit later in the interview, we'll hear more about all that with the nutritional healing work and your work as a vegan author and your work as a chef, a recipe creator, and the pioneering raw vegan restaurateur. Let's start hearing more about the 15th event of National Animal Rights Day, which is an international event. And it's fascinating to see the 40-plus countries that are participating in hundreds of cities in those countries.
Oh, yes, Marlene. This is a big milestone. This is the 15th National Animal Rights Day, or NARD, event. It began in 2011 in New York City, and it was organized by the group Our Planet, Theirs Too. And it has since evolved into a global event honoring animals harmed by humans and advocating for their rights. It was inspired by Spain's Igualdad Animal and their public ceremonies. And so NARD is a little bit different in every location, but in general, it blends remembrance of the plight of animals with activism, speeches, and information sharing. And this particular year, NARD 15 will take place in 168 cities across 42 countries, including 12 locations in the U.S. And the U.S. cities range from New York and Los Angeles and San Francisco, as you know, to Pittsburgh, Denver, Miami, and more. So you can go to the NARD website, thenard.org, and you can see if there's an event near you that you can travel to. You know, in general, I was inspired to organize the NARD in San Francisco because this beautiful city has always been at the forefront of progressive movements. And I have organized past activism events there for which I received certificates of honor. So I was very familiar with the process of working with the city on First Amendment protected events like this. I really wanted to harness and focus the Bay Area's compassionate and progressive spirit to shine a light on the injustice that animals face day by day by creating a powerful and visible event where kindness and truth come together. Our San Francisco event will happen again on Sunday, June 1st, 1 to 3 p.m. at UN Plaza. And we're honored to feature incredible voices like Dr. Will Tuttle, who I know you're familiar with, the author of World Peace Diet, as well as Jack Gescheit from the Tule Elk Project, and Leah Wilborn of the Defense of Animals group. Again, this will be a thoughtful mix of ceremony, education, and celebration. We'll also hold a march for the animals, and so bring a sign, and nonprofit organizations will be staffing booths to spread information about their related causes. So there'll be plenty of people for you to speak to and organizations for you to get involved with.
Thank you, Alice. And can you please tell us a little bit about the Tule Elk group?
Yes, Jack, of course, he can tell you a lot more about it, but this is a project that was designed to protect the Tule Elk in Marin County. We wanted to make sure that wildlife were also represented, not just farmed animals.
And I'd love to hear about your group, We Care About Animals. When did you start that group?
We Care About Animals has been around for quite some time now. We're getting towards our 10th anniversary. I founded the group in November 2017. It's a not-for-profit group dedicated to the protection, rights, and care of non-human animals. We're active both online and in our communities. And we have a vibrant Facebook group, an active letter-writing campaign, and an informative website at wecareaboutanimals.org. Our basic mission has four key pillars. First of all, animal rights, and that's partly why we're behind the National Animal Rights Day event. We believe strongly that all beings have an inherent right to life and freedom, not just better treatment. We advocate for a legal and societal shift in how animals are viewed, not as property, but as individuals. And our second pillar is animal rescue. We support and partner with organizations like Direct Action Everywhere to rescue animals from abuse, neglect, and slaughter. And we help give these animals second chances in sanctuary farms. Third pillar is animal welfare. We do push for compassionate practices that improve animals' lives in every context, from farming to shelters to domestic homes. And finally, we push for an end to animal testing. We campaign for cruelty-free science and promote alternatives to animal testing in cosmetic medicines and research. The goal of our organization is pretty simple, but we feel it's urgent. It's to foster a world where kindness toward animals is not just an option, but the norm.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Alice, in your opinion, why is there a massive resistance by almost all societal institutions and organizations to the compassionate, just, and wise message of authentic veganism, animal liberation?
Well, that certainly is a great question. It's such an important and difficult question to answer. After much soul searching and research and trying to understand why anyone could possibly be opposed to being kind to animals, I think much of the resistance comes from a pervasive belief system that is somewhat hidden to public view, known as carnism. This is a term that was coined by Dr. Melanie Joy. In her view, carnism conditions people to see eating animals as normal, natural, and necessary, when in reality, you know, to a scientist, it's actually none of those things. Carnism is invisible, it's systemic, and it's deeply ingrained in our cultures and institutions. Now, when you, as an ethical vegan, go out into the world and challenge this invisible ideology of carnism, you're not just questioning someone's food choices, you're questioning their cultural identity, economic systems, and deeply ingrained personal habits and taste preferences. Most people, even those who say they love animals, have been taught to cherish certain animals and eat others without ever questioning what should be an obvious moral contradiction. Also, various institutions from media and government to schools and even religious organizations are tightly interwoven with wealthy industries that profit immensely from animal exploitation. There are tremendous financial and psychological investments in keeping things just as they are. But our vegan message is not that extreme. What's extreme, truly extreme, is the suffering of our fellow creatures that our predominantly carnist culture has normalized. Authentic veganism is simply the alignment of our decent values, including compassion, justice, and nonviolence, with our actions. Sadly, that alignment threatens entrenched power and financial interests, and that's why the mental programming and resistance to veganism seems so fierce.
Thank you, Alice. And I would like to emphasize that I really like your work with We Care About Animals and NARD, the National Animal Rights Day, is that it's comprehensive. So it's not just about food, quote unquote, food animals. So, of course, as many vegans know, that unfortunately, the mainstream narrative of veganism is that it's a diet. And that's just one tiny part of it, of not consuming the flesh and or secretions of animals, but that it's also inclusive of, again, as you mentioned, the animals in laboratories, which includes military, science, biomed, pharmaceutical, and of course how that's not included in the much talked about informed consent and freedom of choice, and that they're always ignored. All the massive research and testing that's happening to many species of animals within virology and within global mandates such as we experienced in 2021. And so that's just a crime, really. And that it also involves what we wear, of course, zoos and circuses, etc. So thank you for being comprehensive to the big picture.
Those are such excellent points, Marlene. And as you pointed out, I think it's really important for everyone to understand that veganism is not a diet. The diet that vegans follow could be called plant-based, but veganism is an ethical boycott. It is a boycott of cruelty and harm toward our fellow creatures. And that's really encompasses the full nature of what veganism is. So if you've ever participated in a boycott, then you'll understand why vegans are doing what they're doing.
We're listening to Alice D, who's joining us from Northern California. Alice D is the organizer for the upcoming National Animal Rights Day. The National Animal Rights Day is held the first Sunday of June since 15 years now. Great international event. It's happening in 42 countries this year and 168 cities in those countries. And Alice is also a scientist, a vegan author, a nutritional healer, herbologist, chef, recipe creator, and a pioneering raw vegan restaurateur. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break and then we'll continue our conversation with Alice D. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. We're joined by Alice D. in San Francisco. And Alice is the organizer of the upcoming NARD 15, which is National Animal Rights Day, an international event. Alice, thank you for your work with NARD and also your work with We Care About Animals and your collaboration with the many vegan animal liberation animal rights organizations that we got to hear about before the break. And now, could you please tell us a little bit more about your work as a vegan author, scientist, nutritional healer, herbologist, chef recipe creator, and pioneering raw vegan restaurateur?
Sure, Marlene. I'd be happy to talk about those things. Basically, my journey as an author has always been about healing, you know, healing our bodies, our planets, and our relationships with animals. So I'm, you know, that's kind of one of my core focuses. As a vegan author, I've written a wide range of books, including 16 titles in the vegan space, ranging from Why We Care About Animals, which explores animal intelligence, ethics, and the science behind veganism, to The Nutritional Healer, where I help people unlock the healing potential of whole plant foods. I also wrote specialized guides like Curing Type 2 Diabetes with Diet, The Peak Performance Diet Aimed at Athletes, and Garden or Graveyard, which is one of my more recent books. And this really ties everything together. It ties food choices to both personal health and ecological sustainability. In my roles as a nutritional healer and herbologist, I work with people to understand how natural foods and herbs can restore balance and vitality in their bodies. I've used this philosophy in my work as a recipe creator and raw vegan chef, having operated restaurants in both Northern California and Mexico that celebrated plant-based cuisine in its purest form, which is uncooked, nutrient-rich, and incredibly flavorful. So one of my key pastimes and passions is making raw food delicious, accessible, and healing. And I've written books like Raw Vegan Recipes and Why Raw Vegan to encapsulate both the wisdom and the recipes that were served in my pioneering raw vegan restaurant. In my career in that regard, I've helped thousands of people discover a lifestyle that nourishes deeply and aligns with compassion. And I run a sizable Facebook group with about over 50,000 people dedicated to raw vegan recipes. So if you're interested more in that topic, well, you can join the group or check out one of my books.
Thank you. And what are your two websites related to that?
Rawfromthegarden.com and thenutritionalhealer.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Alice.
The second one is nutritionalhealer.com.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Alice. And so let's have a recap of NARD 15 in general and then also your specific event in San Francisco.
Right. Well, NARD 15 is the 15th National Animal Rights Day, and the San Francisco event is going to take place at United Nations Plaza, UN Plaza, on Sunday, June 1st from 1 to 3 p.m. That's right in the downtown area. It's going to be very exciting. We'll have a lot of substantial walk-by audience, and we'll also do a nice march all around the downtown area around City Hall with signs. So bring signs, bring a banner to participate in that. We'll have a passionate rally with powerful speakers that include Dr. Will Tuttle, Jack Gescheidt, and Leah Wilburn, among others. And we will also give you the opportunity to sign the Declaration of Animal Rights. Now, this is a really important declaration, and we'd really appreciate if everybody would get together and sign this, ideally before the event. The website is declarationofar.org. So declarationofanimalrights.org, but declarationofar.org. And you'll see all the proclamations, and you can sign that electronically. So please participate in that way, even if you can't make the event.
Thank you, Alice. And are there any other additional messages that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I think I would just like to say, let's all be a little kinder to each other and to our fellow creatures.
Beautiful. Thank you, Alice. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm greatly honored.
As I am also, Marlene. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the Declaration of Animal Rights starts as follows. Since the dawn of humanity, there remains a group so persistently abused and marginalized that their suffering is ingrained in our everyday lives. If animals could freely talk, their chorus of cries would drown out every other sound in the world. We are all animals. We are all living, breathing beings who share the same earth. We all feel pain and suffer when we hurt or are deprived of our lives, our families, our freedom. We all have the right to experience kindness, compassion, and dignity. We believe in the kinship of all beings and the possibility for us to coexist in peace and harmony on planet Earth. Considering that all living beings on planet Earth came originally from the same source and follow the same evolutional principles, considering that all living beings on planet Earth inhabit the same lands, seas, and air, and therefore share them and their resources to live within and to live off of, comprising one ecological system, considering that all living beings possess the same basic needs to survive, to seek happiness and pleasure and avoid pain, to live comfortably, to procreate, create families, and other social structures, considering that all living beings as known to humankind are sentient beings and therefore can feel pain, pleasure, sensations, feelings, and emotions, considering that the human species is only one of millions of animal species and comprises a minute minority in number compared to the billions of animals living on this planet, we hereby proclaim that, one, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all beings are created equal and have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of their happiness. Two, therefore all animals have the same natural right to exist as any other living being. Three, all animals have the right to be free, to live their lives on their own terms as intended by nature. Four, all animals have the right to eat, sleep, be physically and psychologically comfortable, be mobile, healthy, safe, and fulfill all their natural and essential needs. As such, all animals are to be free from hunger, thirst, and malnutrition, physical discomfort and exhaustion, confinement against their will, bad treatment, abusive or cruel actions, pain, injury, and disease, fear and distress, and free to express their normal patterns of behavior. Five. All animals have the right to reproduce, live with their offspring, families, tribes, or communities, and maintain a natural social life. They have the right to live in their natural environment, grow to a rhythm natural to their species, and maintain a life that corresponds to their natural longevity. Six, animals are not the property or commodity of humans and are not theirs to use for their benefit or sustenance. Therefore, they are to be free from slavery, exploitation, oppression, victimization, brutality, abuse, and any other treatment that disregards their safety, own free will, and dignity. They should not be slaughtered for food, killed for their skins, experimented on, killed for religious purposes, used for forced labor, abused and killed for sport and entertainment, abused for commercial profit, hunted, persecuted, or exterminated for human pleasure, need, or other ends. 7. Humans shall do whatever is within their means to protect all animals. Any animal who is dependent on a human has the right to proper sustenance and care and shall not be neglected, abandoned, or killed. 8. Animals who have died must be treated with respect and dignity as humans are. 9. We call for the protection of these rights. They must be recognized and defended by law as human rights are. Any act which compromises the well-being or survival of an animal or species or jeopardizes, contradicts, or deprives an animal or species of the rights listed above should be deemed a crime and should be punished accordingly. In witness thereof, this declaration is hereby signed today, Sunday, June 5th, 2011, the first National Animal Rights Day in the city of New York, the United States of America.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it is a very powerful statement, and I signed it years ago. I think I signed it, you know, back in 2016 or so. But I really do feel as though this is an important document. Could it be as important as the Declaration of Independence? Well, for the animals, yes. I think this is their Declaration of Independence, their Declaration of Rights. And I really, really, truly hope that humanity will come around to the perspective shared in this document.
Thank you, Alice. We've been joined by Alice D. in Northern California. Alice is the organizer for the San Francisco chapter of NARD 15, National Animal Rights Day, an international event. I'd like to thank Alice for joining us on Vegan Nation, and I'd like to give a big thank you to all the National Animal Rights Day participants and supporters. You are powerful. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Please join us again next week. At the same time, you can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The music within this program is by Vegan Queen V in England, UK. This is Awake, and we'll go out with her song, The Power. And during the break of the program, you heard the piano music of Will Tuttle, The Geese Song, from his album Animal Song. The underscore while Alice was reading the Declaration of Animal Rights was from Vegan Queen's V Karaoke album.
Freedom Warrior.
Karaoke.
The music from Vegan Queen V is from her album Freedom Warrior. Again, much thanks to all for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is Marlene wishing you a beautiful, pleasant, lovely day.